The smarter way to start your weekend. You're listening to This Weekend with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend here. Smartphones, as you know, are interrupting workouts and causing privacy concerns. Anne-Marie Alcantara, personal tech reporter at the Wall Street Journal, says instructors and fellow gym-goers are fed up. Anne-Marie, what have you found?
Yeah, so, you know, we're no strangers to seeing phones everywhere we go, but now they're showing up during what some might consider a moment where a phone shouldn't be, workout classes. You know, you're doing a yoga pose, a bar pose, whatever it might be, or boxing, and then someone is filming themselves next to you for their own either personal content or because they are a content creator, and people aren't exactly happy about it.
All right, you open the story talking with this 27-year-old yoga instructor in New York named Emily Holtzman. What's she saying about all this?
Emily's a yoga instructor, and she's taught more than 700 yoga classes in New York, and she is just sort of fed up with the situation and has, you know, put up a sign outside of her, you know, class saying, "No phones, please." She just finds that people are getting more distracted. Students themselves in her classes are coming up to her telling her, you know, that they're distracted by someone else's screen, and she just wants us to calm down a little bit with it.
Part of the issue here, I guess maybe a good part of the issue, is privacy and or consent, right? You're filming yourself, but maybe you're capturing somebody else in the background.
Precisely. Like, it's one thing, you know, to take your selfie or do whatever it is you want and, you know, document your own fitness journey. But someone behind you or next to you who is inadvertently caught in your shot may not exactly enjoy, you know, seeing their red face from working out or whatever it might be, you know, in that same photo or video.
Some chains have prohibited the all like outright, correct?
Yes. Chains such as 24 Hour Fitness and the New York Sports Club prohibit filming of other people without their consent.
We're speaking with Anne-Marie Alcantara, personal tech reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her story is called "Stop Filming Yourself at the Gym Already." For some people, though, it is their lifestyle, right? Maybe they're an influencer on social media, so this is kind of part of their job. What do they do?
Yes, so for many content creators, you know, it is quite literally part of their job. They, you know, go to these workout classes or gyms and they get, you know, either pay or a comped class to film themselves, you know, working out and showing off the equipment or the class, whatever it might be. And so what many of them do is, you know, they will try to either sit at the back or the side of a class so that they don't catch anyone on camera. And if they do, you know, one person I spoke to mentioned that they'll, you know, ask that person for permission to use the footage and try to make sure that that person, you know, still feels comfortable and, you know, doesn't get unnerved by the situation.
The one yoga instructor toward the tail end of your story also weighed in on this, just about phones in general, correct?
Yes, that's another problem that some instructors talk to me about, that people are just bringing their phones in to classes and yoga sessions and scrolling Instagram, shopping, whatever it might be. And yeah, sometimes when instructors, you know, ask people to put them away, they get yelled at.
Is the problem getting worse, or is like exposure like your stories or these confrontations and videos online, is that somewhat addressing the issue at all?
Hopefully it does. I know that, you know, it seems like a lot of people resonated with Emily's video on TikTok, you know, regarding their own feelings about it. So maybe it'll do something, maybe it won't. Unclear, but, you know, just make sure to watch yourself if you are in a workout class and don't end up in a video if you don't want to.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie Alcantara, personal tech reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Coming up next, the effort to save Stumpy in D.C.